Hey everyone, welcome to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. And for those of you who are actually watching this, you may be watching this video on the Schoolhouse Rocked Backstage Pass membership site. And we are really excited to have our guest on today, Mike Donnelly from HSLDA. He is the Senior Counsel and Director of Global Outreach at HSLDA. And for those of you who may not know what HSLDA is, what is that acronym for? It is the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And we're going to talk about them today, what they do. You're going to get to meet Mike and his family, and we're going to have a great conversation. So Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Yvette. It's great to be with you today.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on. Tell us about you and your family.
Well, I'm blessed to be married to my high school sweetheart, Patricia. We've known each other for decades and decades, married for almost 27 years. We have seven children, and we're about to graduate our first from college. We have three in college, and pretty soon they'll all be in college, and then they'll be off.
Wow.
It's amazing. We've been homeschooling for about 17, 18 years now, and it's been a real blessing for us, and it's a privilege for me to be involved in serving the homeschool community here at HSLDA.
That's awesome. How old is your youngest?
So our kids range from 8 to 21.
Okay. That's a fun range. I love that. So my youngest is 8, too.
Nice. Yeah, it's a great age. They're just lovely. And we're so blessed to have this little guy, Joshua. He's a delight.
Yeah, that is awesome. So fun. Well, thank you for being on with me today. I want to talk about HSLDA. And I was talking to a friend recently, and she, I asked her, she's a homeschool mom, and I mentioned HSLDA, and she kind of gave me that look like, what? What is HSLDA? What is this acronym that you speak of? And so I wanted to have you on because You do a whole lot of stuff there, and I know it's not just legal defense for homeschooling. So I want to talk about what you do as an organization, and maybe you can give us a brief history of HSLDA and how you got started. And let's roll with this. Let's talk about it.
Well, HSLDA, we're celebrating 35 years this year.
Wow.
Two homeschool dads, Mike Ferris and Mike Smith, started HSLDA in 1983. At a time when there was a lot of upheaval in the country regarding homeschooling. Homeschooling was not always legal. A lot of people don't realize that. There was a real battle in the states for homeschooling. Of course, we would say that under the U.S. Constitution, parents' rights are fundamental. And so you would say that homeschooling has always been legal, but the states in the Federal Republic of the United States of America have authority for education. And so they had compulsory attendance laws that didn't always acknowledge home education as an exception. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of times when there were truancy officers or social workers or school officials who were giving homeschoolers a hard time. And that was difficult for the pioneers in the 80s to deal with. As the movement grew, HSLDA, along with state organizations all over the country, worked together to get laws passed to defend homeschoolers in courts and to get court decisions that explicitly recognized that home education was a fundamental right of parents. Today, there are over 2 million children being homeschooled every year in the United States. And so the battle now isn't so much over the legality of homeschooling, at least here in the United States. There is very much a battle going on around the rest of the world on that issue. And maybe we can talk about that a little bit, sure, if time permits. But now the battle is over ensuring that families are treated fairly, that our graduates are treated fairly, that we defend against any attempts to impose additional regulations on us, which happens regularly, both at the state level and even at the federal level. There are some issues that we have to be aware of. So HSLDA is out there prepared to defend homeschooling families' rights individually, but also looking out for our movement to make sure that our right to homeschool is preserved and protected.
Yeah, that's great. And it seems like it's kind of shifted a little bit because you went from that defending our right to homeschool to now defending graduates, like you said. And I mean, I don't think that was even really a big issue. You know,
there weren't any graduates 30 years ago.
Right, right. So
there's
no need to defend
millions of them.
Right, right.
And they're taking their place in all kinds of walks of life. They're being elected to state legislatures, to even Congress. I think there may be soon a homeschool graduate elected. They'll be taking their place on the courts. And so it's very exciting to see what the graduates from the homeschooling community are doing. But sometimes there are problems. You know, a lot of those problems were much more significant in the past 20 years ago, 15 years ago. It was hard for homeschooled children to get into the military or to get into colleges because colleges didn't know what to do with homeschool graduates. They looked at the diploma, they saw the signature line, and it was mom. And they're like, what do we do with this? Signed by mom. I mean, what does this mean? And some universities took a chance on the homeschoolers, and they found that homeschoolers are absolutely amazing students in higher education, and research is beginning to show that they do very well and that they're very well prepared when they get to college. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of colleges now that recruit homeschoolers, but there are still some instances in some places where there is some resistance or some lack of understanding about homeschooling, like your friend who had not heard about HSLDA. You know, probably 1 in 3 homeschoolers somehow have not heard about the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And you know, that's just the way things are, you know? And so we are very grateful that you're willing to take some time to talk about us as an association, because I think that our work is very important.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, the homeschool community, people are focusing on the business at hand of homeschooling their kids. And that's a busy business, as you know.
Yes.
Homeschooling your kids. I mean, you know, it's hard to find time to do all the things you do. And then, you know, if you're not being threatened, you don't necessarily go around looking for it. So we're grateful for the opportunity to share the story and the what we do with your listeners.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you guys are doing a great job there. I went back, I think it was in September, the National Leaders Conference that was put on by HSLDA, and it was so fantastic. And it really opened my eyes up to all of the many things that you do there, because you know, when we first started homeschooling, we started out doing classical conversations, and my director and several other people said, well, you need to be a member of HSLDA. And we were like, oh, okay. Actually, we were members before that. I think it was our first year going into it. For us, it was just kind of, well, we need homeschool freedom insurance. That's kind of what we thought of it as, which it really is. I mean, that's what it felt like. And one of those things, well, okay, we're going to put money into it. I hope we never have to use it, just like car insurance. As we've filmed for the movie, and when I went to the National Leaders Conference, my eyes were really open to the many, many different things that you offer there at HSLDA. It's not just freedom insurance. You have such a wide variety of things that you offer to the homeschool community. Can you talk about some of those things that you do there?
Well, you know, our goal, our objective as an organization is to make homeschooling possible. Mm-hmm. And so we try to do that across a wide range of areas and activities. And so first and foremost, of course, is protecting the rights of homeschooling families, and both individually from intrusion from the government, in the individual family level, but also at the state, at the local, state, and federal level, watching those legislators and making sure that they don't do anything that would harm or erode our freedoms. Okay, so that's one of the main things that we do. But we also offer services for our members, educational consultants. We have 7-8 educational consultants, homeschool moms who have experience in advising families, at the very beginning, middle, end of their homeschooling careers, whether they're just getting started with our Toddlers to Tweens program, or if they're in the middle, trying to figure out what are we going to do about high school. We have high school consultants, and they can help prepare you and give you advice and information about how to prepare your student for college or for military or for the job, or whatever it is that you feel God is calling you to prepare your children for. So educational consultants, legal consultants. We also have the HSLDA Online Academy, which is an amazing resource, a very economical program with amazing content, AP classes. Our students score 3.7 or 4 on the AP, which is very good. Students can take that to just about any college and get college credit for it. And these are very good quality courses with biblical content baked right in. So, you know, we're a Christian organization, and so Christians are going to really appreciate the content and be very secure in knowing that their children are receiving a very good foundation, both from an academic perspective, but also in terms of building their faith.
Yeah.
We have a store. You know, who doesn't have a store? Right. Everybody has a store. We have a store too, but we have some gear and some things that we sell. Not a whole lot, but you know, a lot of folks like to take advantage of our graduation gear. We specialize in that, providing diplomas. Also, something that a lot of people like is our ID cards. Mm-hmm. If people need an ID card, members get ID cards. You could take those ID cards, use them for a discount, a student discount, or a teacher's discount somewhere. And so there's lots and lots of benefits that we provide discounts. You know, any association provides discounts. So we've arranged discounts with all kinds of different providers, from Liberty Insurance to Choice Hotels and all that kind of thing. So, you know, when you think of HSLDA, we want you to think about HSLDA as the NRA of homeschooling. Mm-hmm. But we're kind of like a fusion of the NRA and the AAA and the AARP. And you take all the best of those guys, put them together. That's what you've got with HSLDA. But most importantly, I want people to remember that we are the world's largest homeschool association. There really isn't anybody else doing what we're doing. And we need their support through their membership. Because in, you know, with large numbers, we can be secure. We can work together to defend our freedoms and to, you know, really make sure that people think positively about homeschooling. Sure. We want our neighbors and our friends and the public to think positively about homeschooling, because that will help preserve our freedoms. When people know something, when they understand it, they're less afraid of it. Even though there are a lot of people who still kind of raise their eyebrows when they hear about homeschoolers, most people have a generally favorable view. And we want to keep it that way.
Yeah. And after Schoolhouse Rocked comes out, of course, then many people will be much more informed about what it is. You know, talking about freedoms, you see the bumper sticker and signs that say freedom isn't free. And that's so true in our military. You know, my husband is a military veteran, but it also comes in line with homeschooling, in that our homeschool freedom hasn't been free. There have been a lot of people who have really put their lives on the line for the freedoms that we enjoy today with homeschooling. When we first started homeschooling, we really didn't understand all the history of the fights that had gone on to allow us the freedom to homeschool. We just kind of thought, well, of course we can homeschool. There are kids. We can do whatever we want. And as we have filmed the movie and interviewed so many people over the past 2 years, our eyes have really been opened to just the battles that have gone on in the past, you know, 2 or 3 decades to allow us the freedoms that we have. And so we're so grateful to HSLDA, because you guys have been in the front lines. And I know we actually just interviewed Rebecca Kosis from CHEA of California a few weeks ago, and she was fantastic. And I love talking to the state organizations, because I know you work very closely with them in figuring out, okay, what's going on in this state and that state, and how, you know, what are they struggling with right now? I know you've got a couple battles, and I would love for you to talk about those in a minute, going on in a couple of, you know, eastern states. And there's just so much going on. And so I agree, we need to support, just like we need to support our military, we need to support those like HSLDA and our state organizations and people who are kind of, you know, you're really in the front lines, but you're in the background, and people don't always see the work that you're doing. But it is so important for us to have people like you who are standing up for us and fighting for the freedoms that we have. So we're very grateful for you. We are going to take a very quick break to listen to one of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Hey everyone, I'm Dorinda Wilson, author of The Unhurried Homeschooler, and more importantly, wife to one, mom to eight, and nana to six. We've been homeschooling for over 23 years, and I've seen firsthand the benefits of slowing down and taking a more unhurried approach in our homeschooling. If you'd like to learn more about this lifestyle of learning, please check out my book, The Unhurried Homeschooler, on Amazon, or my online mentoring course where I mentor moms in how to simplify and bring more freedom into their homeschooling days. Go to theunhurriedhomeschooler.thinkific.com.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the battles that are going on in HSLDA right now that you're fighting for. Can you give us a couple of stories, maybe, of some things that are happening?
Well, you talked about history, and I fought in the U.S. Army in the first Persian Gulf War as a cavalry officer, so I know a thing or two about fighting battles. Mm. And I also know that history is one of those things that if you don't know your history, you have a tendency to not appreciate the freedom that you have. And if we don't learn from history, we're going to repeat the mistakes of the past. And that's why it's really important for HSLDA to exist, because we are an institution that has that knowledge and the history. And we understand how fragile our freedoms can be, because we fight for them every day. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, there are battles going on. This past year, there were battles in about 5 or 6 states, very significant attempts by legislators to try to impose additional restrictions on homeschooling families. And I think that's going to continue in the coming years. There's definitely a movement in the left and the progressives who are statists. Not all of leftists and progressives are statists. there's a lot of them who are anti-institutionalists and kind of like me, you know, they're like, you know, I'm very much an anti-institutionalist. And like, you know, unless it's the institution of the family or the church, I'm not for a big government. That's just my view. I think the government's gotten way too big. We're not here to talk about that. But the point is, when it's too big, it encroaches on our freedoms, and that's relevant to us as homeschooling families. Okay, and it pops up in different ways. And so, yes, we've got a number of different situations that we're working on. There was a case in Kentucky last year, case where a family. Mom was confronted at her door by social workers who demanded entry. They had police officers. They threatened to take away her children. So she let them in. And what did they do? They ended up doing a strip search of that family. They were not HSLDA members at the time. I can tell you this. If Holly Gardner had been a member of HSLDA at that time and had called us, I'm virtually certain that we would have been able to help resolve that situation right there on our front door to prevent that kind of traumatic intrusion into her home. We have a staff here of about 10 or 11 attorneys and legal assistants, even more, 20 or so legal staff. We have a 24/7, 365 day a year legal hotline that is available for our members when they have a legal emergency. And when someone is standing on your door demanding entry, that is a legal emergency. And I don't know of any other place where you can pick up the phone and within 5 minutes get an attorney on the phone who is trained and has handled dozens, if not hundreds, of those kinds of situations and knows how to resolve them in a way that is going to ensure the least amount of intrusion and the least amount of trauma into your family. We can't resolve everything, of course, amicably. Sometimes, you know, the government officials just barge in and they do things that they shouldn't do. And then we engage in lawsuits. And so HSLDA, we're a law firm. We sue people. We sue the government primarily, almost exclusively. And we've got a number of those going on in the case in Kentucky. We're suing the government there. Also a case that we just filed just a few weeks ago in early December of 2018 is the case of Jocelyn Goodall. This is a case that I personally was involved with from the very beginning of it. And I remember Jocelyn, you know, her son was being bullied in school and she kind of came to her wit's end, as a lot of people are in the middle of the year. And she said, I'm going to homeschool. She sent in all the paperwork that she was required to do in early January of 2018 and even followed up a few weeks later, but heard nothing from the school. Well, the school kept counting her son absent because the superintendent who was responsible for approving the plan didn't do anything with it as they're supposed to. And the school kept counting absent. Well, the school then reported it to the Department of Children and Families, or CPS in Massachusetts, as educational neglect because the child wasn't being sent to school. He was being homeschooled, of course, but the CPS people got involved. And Jocelyn was like, well, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Why do I have to deal with you guys? And I said, that's right. You know, in Massachusetts, you shouldn't have to deal with them because this is a matter between you and the school. But that wasn't good enough for CPS. So they brought the police. They pounded on Jocelyn's door. They threatened to break it down. And so she opened it. When they came in, they basically threw her into a chair, handcuffed her to the chair, and interrogated her son for an hour.
Wow.
Can you imagine the trauma to this child and to this mother over this kind of thing? Well, if that wasn't enough, the school then filed a truancy action in court. And then another social worker came and actually took the child away. And for a week, the boy was not in his mother's custody. Incredibly traumatic to the family, to Jocelyn, who's a single mother, and her son. And so we felt that this was an injustice, a gross injustice. And so we filed a lawsuit in federal court in Massachusetts against the Department of Children and Families in Massachusetts, as well as the Worcester Public Schools for taking this action. But the thing is, it wasn't just Worcester in Massachusetts that was doing this. There were other schools that were doing this as well, essentially using social workers as truancy officers. And under Massachusetts law, they're not supposed to do that. That's not only a violation of state law, however, it's also a violation, we believe, of the fundamental rights of Jocelyn to have the care, custody, and control of her child and to be free from that kind of intrusion into her life. And so we filed a federal civil rights lawsuit, and we hope that we'll be able to vindicate her rights, but also send a message to the rest of the schools in Massachusetts and the Department of Children and Families in Massachusetts that the homeschooling community is not going to stand by and watch this happen.
Yeah.
And that's what HSLDA is about. We're about protecting our community, our individual families, the children in those families, and our entire movement from this kind of intrusion. And we do this wherever we have the opportunity to do so, where it makes sense.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. It's one of those things that you think, you know, kind of like a car accident. Well, it's never going to happen to me. You know, it happens to other people in other places, but something like that will never, ever happen to me. And so I think having that backing, I mean, HSLDA is on our speed dial.
Most of the time when people call me, Yvette, that's one of the first things they say is, you know, I never thought I would have to call you. You know, these things can spring up from the strangest of circumstances to the most normal homeschool families. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is not normal for it to happen, but you don't want to wait until something happens. And even if it doesn't ever happen to you, it happens to a lot of other people.
Sure.
And so having an organization like HSLDA there ready and able to step in to defend an individual family helps to defend your rights as well, because it puts government on notice that homeschoolers are not unprotected, and we're going to fight to defend your rights.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you're so, each one of your attorneys is so knowledgeable. I know you've got you guys have a huge staff there. We were actually just talking about this before we jumped on the air. You have several hundred employees there, but you have a really great group of attorneys who represent each state. So I want to say, like, one might represent maybe three or four or five states, right? Is that kind of how it works? Maybe
five or six. Some have 10, some have five. It depends. Okay. I mean, I'm the director for global outreach, so I have six states, and then I get the rest of the world.
Yeah. Just a small job.
Small. Small job.
But, you know, when we left California 2 years ago, and we were like, well, we're going to be on the road for 2 years. I guess California is kind of home, and now we're in Georgia. This is not permanent home, but we've got family in Georgia and California. So we said, well, we're going to spend most of our time in Georgia. That's going to be kind of our home base. So I called the HSLDA and I said, you know, I'm not exactly sure what to do. We don't really have a permanent home. So your Georgia rep said, well, you know, if you're going to be parked in Georgia for the majority of the time, go with Georgia. And he directed me to all of the paperwork I needed to fill out. And I mean, literally walked me through it, because I thought, I don't want to be truant in any way. I don't want any red flags raised. As it is, you know, we're these traveling nomads with our kids across the country, which is amazing for a homeschool family. Our girls have been to 22 states, and it's just been incredible the things that God has allowed us to see. But they're not sitting in a classroom all day, every day. And so I loved that I had the opportunity to just call. I just called the HSLDA, said, hey, I'm in Georgia. I need to talk to your Georgia state rep or somebody. And you guys took care of it, and it was awesome. We haven't had any problems whatsoever. But and I'm so appreciative of the fact that, you know, before you talked about all the different things that you offer, it's not just the insurance. You have so many other things that you offer. We have a few minutes left. I want to talk about, You do global outreach, and I know you've had some really amazing trips over the past year to other parts of the world. Tell us what's going on in the homeschool world across the globe, not just across our nation.
Well, homeschooling is growing globally. There's no question about that. People are beginning to hear about it. It's, you know, and they're starting to do it, and they want to do it. You know, public education, you know, I know there are people in those systems who try to do a good job, but it's a system, it's an institution, and, you know, children really shouldn't be institutionalized. Mm-hmm. And that's why homeschooling is so great for children. And so people are doing it, and they are, when they're, you know, in some countries, they're getting a lot of pushback because these are countries that are statist, and they want to have control over what people think and what they learn. We're talking about countries like Sweden, Norway, Germany. You know, these are countries that people would be like, what? These are free countries. What is going on there? They don't let people homeschool? And the answer is no, they don't. Because the state is very powerful, and it is a jealous master, and it doesn't want to let parents teach their children what they believe is right. For a variety of reasons, and we don't have time to go into all of that. But I've been involved in advocating for and trying to create space, freedom, around the world so that parents can do what they feel is best for their children. If they want to homeschool, they have a right to homeschool. Mm-hmm. We had a conference in Russia in May, which is amazing for me as a Cold War vet. I stood in the Kremlin just a few months ago and looked around and said, I can't believe I'm in the Kremlin.
Wow.
Talking about homeschooling.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 25 years ago, homeschooling would have been, you know, you would have been thrown in jail for even talking about homeschooling in the Soviet Union 30 years ago, 25 years ago. And today there is one of the largest, fastest growing homeschooling movements in the world in Russia.
That's amazing.
And you see that in different places as parents are catching a vision for educating their children at home. And I'm very hopeful. I'm very optimistic that the homeschooling movement is going to grow. Doesn't mean we're not going to have battles. Yeah. We are going to have battles. And that's what we're doing here at HSLDA to try to help and support these local and national, national meaning in the countries, those organizations with some of the experience that we've had over the last 40 or 50 years. We have the largest homeschool movement in the world, which has been researched and has been demonstrated to produce really outstanding academic, social, civic, emotional, whatever you want to call it, results. You know, are there issues? Well, every family, every country, every situation, movement has issues. And there are those who would use some of those cases, you know, when there's the odd family, like in California last year, these people who were doing these terrible things to their kids. And that's, you know, one in a 100,000, one in a million type of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yet there are people, advocates, activists on the other side who would say, well, look at that. We got to control the homeschoolers. That's not how you make law. You don't make law for a million people on the basis of one bad actor.
Right.
And so that's what spawned some of the fights we had last year in California and other places. And we're thinking that we may have that coming up in the coming year. And you never know when those things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important that HSLDA is a national organization with the resources we have because of the members that we have, working with the state organizations. That's why it's so important for us to work together and with people like you who are out there trying to inform the public with your documentary and providing information to people. So thank you for what you're doing and your family are doing, Yvette, following God's call to do this amazing road schooling thing that you're doing. I can't wait to see your movie, and thank you for what you're doing. And for those who are listening, if you want to join HSLDA, you can do that by going to hslda.org/join today. And we welcome you to be members of HSLDA if you're homeschooling or thinking about homeschooling.
Yeah, I love it. Great representation of HSLDA. We're so grateful for you guys and all that you do. So thank you so much for your time today, Mike. We love you. We will send, or we'll put in the show notes where people can reach you and how they can connect with HSLDA. And I just have one last question, and this is just a quick one. Where do you see HSLDA going in the future? Do you see future changes for you, or what's the future?
Well, our goal is to provide the very highest level of service to our members. And so we're investing in some new things that we're going to be rolling out in the next year or so that we hope is going to improve our service ability to be able to serve more people and serve them better. But we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue doing what we're doing, which is defending the rights of homeschoolers to make homeschooling possible, to provide information and resources through our academy, our consultants, and to also invest in those who are struggling. We have a compassion department, which people give. We give away over almost $2 million a year to needy, struggling homeschooling families who've been widowed or have been impacted by a hurricane or a natural disaster. And so together, we are working really hard to make homeschooling possible. And thank you for what you're doing to do that as well.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, thank you for your time today. Have a great day. And we look forward to staying in contact with you. And we will keep this conversation going so that people continue to be aware of what you are all doing there. So thank you. And please express your thanks to your team as well.
You bet I will. And thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I hope this episode of the Schoolhouse Rock podcast has been an encouragement to you. For great homeschooling videos and more, including uncut interviews with the cast of Schoolhouse Rocked, check out members.schoolhouserocked.com and use the coupon code PODCAST10 to save 10% on any paid Backstage Pass membership. If you loved this episode, please take a minute to leave a review for the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast on iTunes. God bless.